There is now a new control plan in place up to the end of April. The requirement is that 5% of our overall landings have to be weighed on non-industry weighing machine. That boat that landed during the week was going to be part of the 5%. That's a requirement on Ireland as through the Commission and through the actual control plan that's in place. If, for example, I hadn't succeeded in getting that temporary control plan in place, then that 5% would actually be 100%. The SFPA are now engaging with the European Commission in relation to putting a permanent control plan back in place.
What's the timeline for that?
It needs to be in place over the next month or so that the existing temporary one that's in place can be actually replaced.
Will that new control plan include the 5% requirement, or do you believe that 5% can go?
Well, that's something that's a matter for the SFPA to negotiate and engage with the European Commission on. It's their responsibility to submit it. They have to submit one ultimately that the Commission will approve. Because if the Commission don't approve one, everything will have to be weighed in that manner, not just 5%. So they are engaging directly with them, but certainly I will be using my office as Minister for the Marine to engage with the Commission to try and ensure that a control plan then is in place, and that we don't have a situation which did arise last year, which the Commission revoked our control plan, and it meant as a result primarily of the challenges they had with what was happening in Killybegs, it meant that as a result of that, every small pier, every pier and harbour, regardless of how small, whether it was Glengah, Greencastle or Orris or any other part of the country, had no control plan to work off and had to weigh everything on landing. And obviously that put massive challenges to fishermen right across the country, and it's not a situation we want to be in.